When we listen to a beautiful piece of music, it has the ability to connect us with one another and to lift our mind and hearts to God. A wonderful opportunity is coming up this summer to experience some incredible music at Mount Angel Abbey. And Father Teresio Caldwell is here to tell us all about the Abbey Bach Festival. Father Teresio, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Sarah. It's so good to be on the program here and to be able to share a little bit of what will happen here this summer for music at the Abbey.
Absolutely. So along those lines, Father, maybe you can just start us off by giving us an overview of the Bach Festival. When is it and kind of what is the big picture of what that entails?
Yeah, the Bach Festival is going on July 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It's always the last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of July. And we have our group of performers all lined up and ready to go. And this will be the 54th annual.
Wow, that's amazing. So when someone comes to the Bach Festival, is it an all-day thing? What is kind of the structure of each day?
Well, each performance begins in the evening. So for each of the nights, it's the same schedule. We have an optional people, they want to join us for Vespers at 5:15. And then that's followed by a church performance at 6 o'clock. Then we have dinner out on the mall at 6:30. And then we have our feature main performance in the evening at 8 o'clock in another building across the way. And that's the basic format and structure for the evening. And so people will kind of know what to expect when they come.
That's great that you kind of get a lot packed in one evening. I mean, you get prayer, you get two performances and dinner. So that just sounds like just a really wonderful, relaxing, fun summer evening.
Oh, it is definitely. And I think people that come, especially the people that have been coming for a long time, experience this as something that they look forward to each year. We have a lot of regulars that come who have been coming since, well, for many years. I don't know if the beginning, but I know many years. And it's always a nice surprise when we see new faces and new people that come and want to experience this and will hopefully come back again and to experience this good classical music here at the Abbey.
Well, Father, like you said, this festival has been going on for many years. I think you said the 54th annual Bach Festival. So just in a nutshell, how did this festival come about? And I'm curious, why is it named after Bach? Do you only play his music or do you play others as well?
Well, it's the Bach Festival because I think that in a nutshell really classifies classical music.
Sure.
What we do is have performances in the classical music tradition as opposed to like a summer jazz festival. And there's a lot of jazz festivals and stuff, but we've decided to have this as something that can really be a part of people's lives. And I guess, yeah, it started, I think back in the early 70s, maybe around 70 or 71, really as a way to bring classical music to the hilltop, because I think classical music really resonates with our life, the monastic tradition. There's something that's very, there's kind of, you could go back to the roots, if you will, just like there's the roots of the monastic tradition. There's also the roots of classical music, classical art, and you could say classical, fill in the blank, that really feeds us. There's something that it's built on a tradition. It's built on a lot of art. It's built on skill, it's built on that. And really it's to bring beauty, the beauty of God to the listener, to the viewer, and to really to transform and transport the person into a new world.
Wow. I love that description of music. I love music myself and we've got to play together for some masses before. And I think that's so true. What you said that it really does have that ability. I am speaking this morning with Father Teresio Caldwell from Mount Angel Abbey about the Abbey Bach Festival coming up at the end of July. Now, Father Teresio, looking at the schedule, there's a wonderful variety of performances and instruments and different things like that. So maybe you can give us a quick preview of what are some of the types of music that attendees would listen to here.
Well, there's going to be a lot of variety this year, as we usually try to do with these festivals. And it'll be a little different flavor for the church concerts versus the concerts over in Damien Center. And we're going to include string players. We're going to include piano. We're going to have a choir sing, a chamber choir. The Bach Cantata Choir is going to be with us. We're going to have a double bass, and not very often do you see a double bass, so it's a very big,
wow,
big, deep instrument. And we're also going to have accordion, which is, I don't know if we've ever done that before, but
that's awesome.
Accordion with classical music. So I think people are really going to enjoy the variety. And these are really top-notch musicians that are looking forward very much to come to Mount Angel and perform. They've heard about this place. They know about this place. And it's just a really special environment.
Wow, that's incredible. I love hearing all the different things you're going to have. So one other thing I wanted to ask you about is after the main festival, so that goes July 23rd, 24th, 25th, you have something special planned for July 26th, the day after, and that is Bach for Kids. Can you tell us about that?
Well, the Bach for Kids performance, I think there's always a little element of surprise because it's, well, first of all, it's going to be a performance for the kids by these musicians, and it's a way to bring them into that experience. And so as you can imagine, you have a live audience, and there's usually some interaction, questions and stuff. And so that can really go to really any place. And so there's that element of the improvisation and whatnot, but something really, I think, for the kids and both the kids and the parents to look forward to.
And so what exactly does that entail? They come for a performance? Do they talk with the musicians, or how does that work?
Well, the musicians come with their knowledge and their love of music, and they share that with the kids. It's a way for them to connect with the kids, just as a teacher would connect with a student. And, you know, that student could be 5 years old. That student could be 12 years old or older. And so it's age appropriate and not talking down to the kids, but talking at their level to really get them engaged with music, maybe seeing what their interest is in music or their knowledge of music, and maybe giving them something new to think about, and also that element of surprise.
I love that. Well, I hope that a lot of our local families will be able to take advantage of this. It just sounds like such a great opportunity, and the whole festival as well. So, Father, if someone is interested in attending any part of the Bach Festival, how do they go about that and learn more?
Yeah, certainly. Anyone interested in the Bach Festival can go to our website, mountangelabbey.org/Bach. Or they can call our general number, 503-845-3030, and just ask about, hey, how can I get tickets to the Bach Festival? And there'll be someone there to assist with all of that.
And also, so people can just come to one evening, correct? Or they could come to the whole week, or they could just choose one evening.
Correct. People are able to join for one evening, two evenings, or the whole thing. And it's basically like a package deal. When a person buys a ticket, they can come to the church performance. They get a dinner with that, a nice dinner out on the lawn, and then the evening performance as well.
Wonderful. Well, we will be praying for you and for everyone involved in this wonderful festival. And we hope many of our listeners can go maybe discover this for the first time. Father Trezio, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. It was good talking with you, Sarah.